Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you that everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and, above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
Thomas! I hold up my mangled arm. I see the wolves got you too.
Emil, slowly, never taking the rifle off you, slowly steps further and further in. Hello, he says. Both of them they're obviously attracted to the warmth of the fire. And they're slowly getting closer to the fire. Thomas just says nothing. Emil talks. How are you feeling?
Oh, well, I nearly got killed by that horrid creature, the one with the antlers. I'll admit I'm not feeling my best, but the fire is helping. You are both so welcome to sit with me.
Emil slowly sits down, and without taking the rifle off you, he gets as close to the fire as he possibly can. Thomas Patel, with his good arm, he slings the shotgun underneath that arm, and then he grabs a chair and drags the chair across. When he kneels down, he rests the shotgun on the chair, also aiming at it. No, actually, he aims it at the doorway that they came through.
Well, may I ask what the shotguns are for? Why would you think...
There's been a lot of violence in the camp recently. A couple people have gone crazy ever since you went down into the hole.
Yes, I did have to take care of poor Moore. Did you see him?
Take care of?
Yes, I left him dying in the cold. He's bleeding out as we speak.
Oh? He attacked you, did he?
Yes, I was... rather shocked. It was quite horrific. He just charged at me. I woke up down in the mine and I was alone.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure whether or not Emil believes you, but he's not pulled the trigger, so make that what you will. Yes, I had to do the same thing to Stefan.
Oh, poor Stefan.
Stefan went blind. His eyes turned a milky white and then fell out of his head. It was the strangest thing.
Oh, well, that means there's two unaccounted for. I don't know. I assume the word's not gotten back, but when we uncovered the statues, there was a corpse for each of them. There was one... or a corpse where the eyes were melting out for an eyeless statue. There was a corpse with the mouth was open, distended and horrid. And there was a statue for them, and that's what got more, it seems. There was a statue covered in moss. Well, I have not found a moss-covered person. Have you found anyone covered in moss?
No, I haven't, he says. You need to make a wits empathy roll, which is just a chance die.
Cool.
Would you like to use willpower?
Yep.
All right. It becomes a regular die. It's a failure. Emil, after a little while of just like silence where no one talks, Emil gestures with the rifle and says, back up. Back up. Just get away from me.
To me?
Yeah. He says it to you.
But But I'm sitting. That's so rude.
Back up.
Well, there's another one I haven't told you about. You know, you're looking for someone with four legs who leaps.
Okay. That's good to know. Back up.
Am I growing moss? Is there moss on my body? Can I just check myself for moss real quick?
As you're checking yourself for moss, Emil jabs the rifle into your chest. Back up.
I struggle to my feet. No need to be so rude. I was trying to help. You're doing the opposite, I see.
As you're backing up, Emil looks like he's about to snarl something at you, and you can see that his hands are tightening around the rifle. It looks like he made you back up so that you weren't next to the fire when he shot you. Then you hear poof, poof, in the doorway, and everyone turns around to look at the doorway. Standing shrouded by the night behind him is Robert Martinez. He looks like shit. Robert Martinez is cradling his arm to his chest, and in his other arm he has a rifle. On a hip holster, he has a pistol, and when he walks in, his clothes are a tattered mess. Something has attacked him, and attacked him quite seriously.
Martinez, you're alive.
Martinez levels the rifle at Emil and Patel, who level their weapons at him. There's a long, quiet moment where no one says anything.
Well, that's up to them. I'm not going to talk. Clearly, they've got some stuff to sort out.
A wolf howls somewhere in the night, and everyone glances at one of the windows, the closest one to wherever the wolf howled from. Martinez slowly walks into the room, or starts making his way in, with his weapon still leveled at the two. Emil, kind of coming to himself, whips the rifle back around to you, Jennabel.
Must you? What do you think I will do? What is this for?
Something out there. Martinez growls.
Yes, there is what I've been saying. There's a four-legged man who is unaccounted
for. Killed him.
Oh, well, that means we've only got the moss-covered person.
Killed him.
Did you?
Otto. Dead.
Are you feeling okay, Martinez?
Martinez looks you up and down and says, I'm all right. How are you feeling?
Fine. Can I use my telepathy check on Martinez?
I would say that you're warming up. So instead of a -2, it's a -1. But you're still taking a -4 total.
Can I use a willpower?
His surface thoughts right now are, you can feel him assessing the scenario, assessing who's the greater threat to him. Martinez notices your wounds. He notices Patel's wounds. He knows that he could, if it came down to it, he could take either one of you in a hand-to-hand fight. In fact, maybe in his surface thoughts, he clocks your gun as well. In his surface thoughts, he's moving towards you. You draw your gun. He kicks it aside and punches you in the face. Then Patel swings the shotgun around. Martinez grabs a chair, throws it at Patel. It distracts him long enough that he can close the distance. Martinez's thoughts right now are kind of mostly focused on Emil because he has a rifle and seems healthy. Then, literally one round before it happens, you see that Martinez makes the decision to kill Emil with a headshot. You can warn Emil if you want. It's about to happen.
I look at Emil and say, duck.
Emil, oh, fuck. Emil looks at you and just gets distracted for a second. Martinez raises his bloody wounded arm to level the rifle, makes a headshot. He misses. He still misses. As he's bringing up the rifle, maybe like it normally would have distracted him, but maybe at the last second, Emil's brain like twigs with what just happened. And or what you said. And before he looks back at Martinez, he just obeys the order. He ducks and the bullet whizzes over his head. Let's go to initiative, shall we? Martinez, with his good hand, cycles the bolt, loading another round in, levels and fires a second time. Emil's arm cracks backwards and you hear bones shattering in his arm. Emil howls in pain and drops his rifle. Then it is your turn, Jenna.
I'd like to just try and reason with Martinez. If all four of the statue people have been taken care of, then all we have left is the antlered person. Why are you killing people who can help?
I'm going to make that a persuasion plus presence roll.
Okay.
You get...
It's time sensitive.
Three. All right, I'll give you that.
This is time sensitive.
I'll give you that extra. you get three successes with a re-roll. Just three successes. So what do you say exactly? You get, basically, you've got 10 seconds. That's how long a round of combat is.
If we've taken care of all four of the statue people, then all we have left is the antlered person. Why are you killing people who can help us?
It's Emil and Patel's turn. Emil runs. He, with his arm broken and the rifle at his feet, he turns around and sprints for the door. Patel levels the shotgun and pulls the trigger. As he's pulling the trigger, Martinez rolls to the side and Patel blows out one of the windows. The howling wind starts blasting through the window. Patel's using a double barrel shotgun. He fires the second round. He can do that in a turn. He does. He just catches Martinez, dealing 5 points of lethal damage.
Ugh. Oh, gosh, why is everyone fighting?
Martinez, with his current wounds, needs to make a check. All right, Martinez stays standing, but he hits the ground and you can hear wet, ragged, bloody breaths. Martinez feels pain and fury, and for a brief moment heard what you said, and you saw flashes of fur and horns. You're not sure what to make of that. It feels like either he took a tussle with the creature, or maybe he is the creature. Oh. You're not sure what perspective you just saw, but then he gets shot, and every thought becomes kill Patel. Martinez rolls and comes up drawing his pistol. He fires two shots. He deals 2 points of damage, 2 points of lethal damage, then five lethal damage. Patel goes down.
Ooh.
The first shot strikes Patel in the chest, knocking him backwards. The second shot Patel cops underneath the chin, and it blows his brains out. Patel is dead.
Don't leave me alone with him.
Martinez. It's your turn, Jenna. Martinez had to drop the rifle to do that. It's at his feet.
I would like to take a shot.
All right, you shoot Martinez?
Yep.
Okay, so that's normally 6. You've warmed up a bit, so it's only -1, not -2. -3 for your wound.
Uh-huh.
Leaves you with 2 dice. What do you want to do?
I'll take the shot.
You hit. You deal Martinez 2 points of damage. The shot strikes Martinez in his good arm. He grunts in pain. And once again, you feel, telepathically, you sense his pain. His fury turns around on you. There's a brief thought of that, like, he didn't want to kill you. And that thought disappears. He's very willing to kill you now.
No.
It's Emil's turn. Emil's out the door.
Yeah, Emil's gone.
Martinez drops the pistol. Antlers sprout out of Martinez's head, and his body begins to shift and ripple. You can see muscles growing beneath his skin. His skin explodes as muscles grow out of his skin. He gets bigger and he grows a new skin with hair on it. It's your turn, Jenna.
I've seen that he wants to kill me now.
You can sense that his thoughts are becoming more and more animalistic. He's less of a human and more of a creature now. You feel an awful, terrible hunger.
From him?
Yeah, you feel an awful, terrible hunger from him, radiating outwards. It's all-consuming.
I would like to take my last shot.
You hit him again. Click. Your revolver is empty. It's Martinez's turn. Martinez, the beast, grabs at you. Picking you up, he slams you into the ground once. You take 4 points of lethal damage. You are on full lethal. So you need to make another resolve stamina check. Good news, you warmed up
now. Oh.
From the heat from the fire and radiating from this creature.
Oh, that's nice.
You're fully... So you've got a full six for this roll. Two successes, you stay conscious. But now every round, because you're on full lethal, bleeding out is you take a point of aggravated every turn. So you have 8 hit points. You have 8 turns of taking aggravated damage. You need to seek medical attention somehow. Also, you take a -3 to all actions. It's your turn.
There's no way to seek medical attention here, is there?
You'd have to find someone else to help you. Or spend willpower. It's your turn. You need to make a roll to stay conscious. But you're really good at this roll. So, yeah. You get 2 successes. You're still conscious. But you need to make this check every turn.
Okay.
At the end of this turn, you'll have 1 point of aggravated.
The revolver that's been left on the ground by Emil, can I sort of start crawling towards that?
It's a pistol, so like a, it's not a revolver, it's like a type of, other type of gun. But yes, you can if you want. This fight looks incredibly dangerous. There's an open window.
Okay. I will.
Just saying, the nearest exit is now actually an open window rather than past Martinez. If you want even actually getting there, I'll let you grab the gun.
I would love to do that.
You grab the gun and jump or duck out the window. You hit the snow outside and it feels cool on your many wounds. You hear howling inside the mess hall. What do you want to do?
Howling inside the mess hall?
Yeah, from the beast.
Yeah, I just will stay there then. I will like sort of point the gun toward the wall closest to the exit so that if he comes back out... I will just shoot at him, but I'll just lay in waiting.
You hear the beast move out the door and then runs off into the distance. Before your telepathic link is lost with the beast, you hear just the words in its mind, the hunt. And then it's in search of prey. But for some reason, it does not consider you prey.
It's very, very strange.
It thinks of maybe Emil, actually. Yeah, no, it's hunting down Emil now. Well, we're out of initiative. Somewhere in the darkness, you hear screaming, and you somehow know Emil is dead.
Cool. I'm going to take that cylinder out of my backpack and just give it some more, you know, give it a once, twice, thrice over. Is there anything in there at all to give any sort of a hint about what's happening?
You just feel it in your hands. It doesn't have that same effect it had last time. It feels like something's gone, not in it anymore.
Oh, dear. Well, now that Martinez is out, can I sort of clamber back in and stay near the warmth?
Yeah, all right. You clamber back in and stay near the fire.
You have
been bleeding out this entire time.
Yep.
Do you do anything in front of the fire? You have like a minute left.
A minute left?
Yeah, then you die. You know what? While you're sitting in front of the fire, you take off your jacket, you take off your shirt, you just want to feel the fire on your chest or on your body. And as you're doing that, you notice now, finally, that there are patches of moss on your flesh. You feel awfully hungry. It's clawing at you. but you're dying.
Okay.
The corpses in this room smell delicious.
Are any within reach?
Yeah, sure. You could drag Thomas Patel towards you.
I'll drag Thomas Patel towards me and just give like big sniffs.
If you drag him and give big sniffs, you can't help it. You spend your last moments bleeding out on Thomas Patel while you devour Thomas Patel.
Well, then I would not like to do that. What I would like to do with my last minute is write as much information as I can on, is it like a note, or if I use the knife, can I carve it into...
Yeah, you can carve it into the floor.
Yeah.
All right.
No, actually, I'm going to carve it onto the wood block.
Spirit came out of this block and entered a man. He now has antlers and fur and devours, destroy the spirit. The fuck does this mean? So the stones, is it broken? Is it shattered or?
No. Oh, yeah, there's like little flaws in all of them.
Okay, interesting.
Then it is the wolves' turn. Two of them dead. The rest continue to fight. Ooh, they're not doing well this round. Yeah, they're doing really poorly this round. 4. All right, that's a good one. We'll call this wolf Peggle. Peggle is the only wolf dealing any damage so far. And then... Hazel, presumably, who you may deduce at this point is maybe a werewolf.
One would assume. One would think.
Attacks. Oh, even she doesn't do much. In total, they deal 6 more points of damage, 5 of which were done by Peggle.
Yay.
The creature still stands. Then it is your turn, Warren.
The note you've given me, which was written on the stone, does it look like it was destroy the spirit full stop, or destroy the spirit
and
maybe?
Then the person who was writing it suddenly stopped.
Gotcha. Hey, Hazel, how do you destroy a spirit? And I want to double tap again.
All right. 3 dice. You deal 3 points of lethal damage. And then it is the creature's turn. The creature, oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so sorry. Who is it going to be? Oh, no.
Peggle.
Eugene, the cutest of all the wolves. The creature picks up one of the wolves by its ears and then jerks it in midair. You hear its neck snap, and then it drops a corpse. Then it picks up another one by the legs and slams it against the ice wall once. Twice, 3 times. The ice wall cracks and shifts and some of it falls away. And you can see frozen in the ice is a person. A long dead person.
Oof.
Then it is the wolf's turn. They are down to 4. That's, look, if one of you could get a really decent hit in. All right, they don't. And then Hazel swipes again. All right, Hazel. They deal a further 8 points of lethal damage, nipping and attacking at all directions.
Does she answer my question?
She turns back to you and says, "There is no way to kill a spirit." It's your turn, Warren.
I'll just keep plugging again. Double tap.
You deal 2 points of lethal damage.
They're dealing 8. 2. Yay!
Yeah, you're helping. Yeah. Look, you did as much damage as some of the wolves this time.
Yeah, that's true.
And you, last turn, you did more damage than most of the wolves.
That is true.
Obviously, except for Peggle, the hero wolf.
Can I also, while I'm doing that, look around to see if there's any other weapons or anything else around?
I would say that would be an investigation check on your next turn. Unless, okay. I would allow you to retroactively take that 2 damage back to have a look.
Yeah, I'll do that. Right. She said, I can't, like, kill the spirit. I'm like, okay. Have a look around.
Searching around. You know what? You find a fucking hunting crossbow.
Okay.
You find a hunting crossbow with... It's got 3 slots for extra bolts. There is not currently a bolt loaded into it. You grab the hunting crossbow and load a bolt into it.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. And
that will lower your initiative order, just letting you know.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'll ask, what if I jam this stone into its face?
It's the creature's turn. All right, this time it only kills one of the wolves. It picks up a wolf, grabbing each of its front paws and tearing off both of its front paws. Three wolves attack. All right, wolves, you just could be doing better than this. Two. Look, I get it, wolves. The wolves deal 3 points of damage amongst them. And here we go. Oh, that was a great roll. Ah, Hazel. Hazel deals 5 points of damage and 8 total. All right, so the wolves lunge at it from different directions, holding both of its arms down, and then Hazel slashes out its throat. It takes a further 8 points of lethal damage. Then it is the Wendigo's turn again, because now you're at the end of the initiative order. The Wendigo picks up Peggle and picks up Sunny and slams them together. You hear both of their backs break. Then it picks up Indigo, brings her up close, grabs her head and crushes it. Aww. The last of the wolves are dead.
Uh-oh. Okay.
That's the Wendigo's turn. Then it's Hazel's turn. Hazel does a decent job of slashing at its front, tearing it open. Hazel starts digging into its chest until the creature throws Hazel off. You can see, Warren, that it is panting heavily. Hazel deals 5 points of lethal damage. It's your turn, Warren.
Did she respond about the stone in its face?
Landing near you, shakes her head. Kill it!
Load the hunt. It's already loaded, and I'll just aim the hunting bow and then just pull the trigger.
Firearms, 2. Dexterity, 2. Don't meet the strength requirement, -1. -2 for your wounds. 1 die. Oh my god, it's a 0, my friend.
Hey!
A success and a reroll. Alright, you only deal 1 point of damage.
Well, hey.
Not only 1 point of damage, you only got 1 success, but plus the weapon's damage, you deal 3 damage total.
That's good.
Your crossbow bolt strikes it directly in its exposed and beating heart.
Oof.
Finally, the creature collapses, dead.
I'm going to slump back down.
Hazel gets up and quickly runs down the corridor.
Where you go? Where's she going? Maybe get over to Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely dead.
Erickson is very dead. Yeah. Erickson has been partially consumed. There's not a lot left of his lower half. While you're examining Erickson, you can hear dragging, and then with thump thump, Hazel is back now, once again looking more like a human. She dumps the bodies of Malcolm Rundstrom, Samuel White, Iris Souza, and Iris Masters around you. They are unconscious but alive.
What? How are they here? What? I told him to run.
Hazel looks at you and says, and then I caught them. I caught them before any one of them escaped. You feel cold. You feel an awful coldness, Warren, deep in your chest. The coldness gives way slowly to a hunger. An awful, horrible hunger. You feel more hungry than you have ever felt before. The hunger transcends food or wealth or regular greed. It is something else, something beyond. If you had an alignment, it would become chaotic evil. I didn't lie to you when we spoke earlier today. My ancestors have been here for a long time, just longer than I let on, and not as many ancestors as you might imagine. Werewolves guard the lines between the supernatural. She starts walking back towards the corridor. Werewolves guard the borders between the supernatural and the mundane. And my ancestors, werewolves as well, trapped the spirits of the Wendigo into those
statuette idols. But I feel like there's a more efficient way of trapping the spirit of a Wendigo.
Do I have any cognitive abilities? Like, am I still me? Am I...
You're kind of half you, half something else. So... You feel you have an awful headache now.
So what, you've trapped the spirit in my men? In me?
I'm sorry, she says.
I want to pull out my sidearm. I want to aim it at my team. So what happens when they die?
Do we
become that? And I gesture to...
I don't think you're going to do that. You wouldn't kill your own.
You're right. But I wouldn't command my officers to do anything that I wouldn't myself. Can I, like, try and shoot my officers and then myself?
You can start. We'll go back to initiative.
I'll try and get Masters first.
You shoot, or you try to shoot Iris Masters. Double tap?
No, single tap.
Bang. Single tap? All right. Plus one circumstance. The person isn't really resisting. You still unfortunately miss. The wounds have made your hands shaky. The bullet misses Masters and hits the ground next to her. She rolls over and looks up at you. You can see underneath her collar, there's a patch of green moss. Hungry, she says, looking up at you. Hazel takes another step back and says, you don't have time. I'm so sorry. Hazel scratches above her and starts trying to cave everything in.
You're a fucking monster. And try and shoot Masters again. This time I'll double tap.
You'll double tap, but you'll still only be doing four because now you're taking another negative one because something within you is screaming. You cannot kill and eat this. You need to hunt. Anything you do now that is not hunting.
Can I just raise it to my own head then?
I'd allow that.
If it's like, if I'm finding something resisting, I'm just like, no.
I'd say you would still, you could still double tap somehow, which is very funny. Because the first bullet isn't going to kill you anymore. You deal yourself 4 points of aggravated damage. You need to roll to stay conscious, and you kind of want to stay conscious because otherwise you will collapse, and you're not sure what's going to happen when that does. So resolve stamina is 5. You stay conscious. You felt the second bullet graze off something. You quickly feel at the side of your head, and you can feel the tip of an antler growing through your skull.
Can I just call out to Hazel, like, to... do a better job next time. And I'll fire again.
Hazel finally hits what she was going for. There's a small explosion and the path behind you, the path out collapses. Ice seals you in. You try to fire again. This time you can only do yourself you don't need to roll, but you can only do yourself 2 points of aggravated damage. You're still alive, somehow. Fuck. The greatest feature of this road is that it connects to Alaska. There's not much else on it.
What a wonderful place.
You see a road sign near the gas station that says Bismarck Oil and Coal, 50 kilometers. You're looking at that sign, thinking back 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years ago today.
Well, I'll be. There are Bismarcks everywhere.
A woman comes out from behind the counter inside the gas station. As she comes out, several dogs, big dogs, like wolf-ish dogs, come out with her. They slowly stalk around you and your car, sniffing curiously.
Do I identify that something is amiss, Adam, and that maybe this is not a normal person and those are not normal dogs?
You came here for a specific reason. You came here because you've heard tales of Wendigos out this way. The tales you've heard, there's like kind of a loose network of hunters. And you're aware from this network of hunters that this kind of region is protected by werewolves, a pack of werewolves.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I mean you no harm and neither harm to any of your lovely friends.
She looks like she's been through the ringer right now. She looks really tired, just absolutely dead on her feet. She's got bags underneath her eyes, and she's wiping away grease from her hands.
You having some trouble out here? I'm a Heracles Melville. I specialize in the ontologically problematic, and it sounds like you have a situation that might be right up my alley.
Thanks, but no thanks, she says. We've had enough with outsiders recently.
Didn't go so well?
A lot happened, but it's under control now, she says.
All right, well, if it ever gets out of control, this is my number, my card. I'm a generally reputable person.
She takes the card, and she says, thank you very much. I would highly recommend that you leave, though. Because while things are under control now, as soon as any of your kind come around, things can become quickly out of control.
Yes, I do tend to have that effect. I read you loud and clear. I'll be heading back down that same straight stretch of road, and I'll just be a blur in your rearview mirror. No, you'll be a blur in my rearview mirror. It's been a long drive. I'm tired.
So, I understand, she says.
If you ever need anything, give me a call. I do have a question for you, though, since you are aware of situations like this and you yourself are involved in, you know.
Just spit it out, please, she says.
You ever heard of Black Watch?
Yeah, I know of them.
I'm looking for them. Well, I want to know more about them. They got involved in a few things with me over the years. It's kind of frustrating at this point.
I guess, for lack of a better term, they do the same thing we do. They're a government boogeyman out there. I don't even know. They're not nice people.
No, I'm beginning to suspect they aren't. Well, ma'am, and all of you, I address the dogs because it feels polite.
The dogs turn and look at you as if they understand.
It is nice to meet you all. For your sake, ma'am, may we never meet again.
I hope the same.
Actually, one thing before I go, do you know anywhere along this stretch of godforsaken highway that does a decent green smoothie?
I can't say I do, she says.
Well, it was worth a shot. Good day, ma'am.
Good day, sir. You turn around and you drive away.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.